Hello and welcome to Who Let Me Adult. Today I'm going to talk about how to hire a free mentor, or at least cheap. I call them my digital mentors. Very few people find success in life without mentors and coaches along the way. Mentors are people who we relate to and aspire to be like. Not in all aspects, but enough to want to emulate them. We learn from them, they guide us and give us direction, and they speed up our development. The alternative to using mentors is to learn things the hard way, stumbling around with less direction and focus than is needed to achieve what is being strived for. Quote by Bernard Calvin Clyde, "Mentorship is simply learning from the mistakes and mastery of a successful person in his or her field." Some people limit themselves to one or two physical mentors. To do this, though, is, in my opinion, to do yourself a great disservice. It can be very difficult to find mentors that are the right fit. Fortunately, there is an easier and cheaper way to complement and enhance your personal development. You can hire digital mentors on the mentor market. Yes, mentors plural. Available whenever, wherever. To use an analogy, if you think of mentors like clothing, personal mentors are like a tailored, made, custom-fit suit or dress, perfect for you, but expensive in terms of time, cost, access, and even flexibility. Digital mentors are like shopping retail. It takes a bit more effort to find the right size and fit, but fortunately, there are enough options that you can almost always meet your needs. On my journey, I've realized that I owe a debt of thanks to my digital mentors. The best way I know how to pay this forward is to recommend it to others. For my mentors, I shift between generalists to specialists and back again, depending on my current focus. Key for all of them, though, is that their authenticity shines through. By using the digital medium, they usually present the best versions of themselves, but it's certainly not artificial. Fortunately, we live in exciting times in terms of our access to digital mentors, and we largely have the Amazon empire to thank for it, as they erode barriers to entry all the time. We'll be providing a couple of recommendations per area. They are broadly suitable, however, see them as suggestions for you to try, and I'm sure you'll find others that are more fundamentally aligned to you. I found it tough to limit myself to two suggestions per medium, but it seemed the best fit for the purposes of this podcast. They are certainly a great place to start. Then again, so much is about timing and considering your life experience at the time, and what you have read before or listened to before. First mentor market are ebooks. Ebooks have allowed the democratization of writing, which means there's a lot of rubbish out there. However, it is mostly a great thing. I love them. I get access to thousands of books instantly and can store hundreds of books ready to read. With social proof in the form of reviews and recommendations, it has become easier to weed out the rubbish, with the quality improving as the market ages. So where to start? I'd pick one personal development area that you specifically want to work on. Then ask for recommendations from friends and read reviews. I would personally recommend two books to start your journey. The first is Pebbles of Perception by Lawrence Anderson. It is a simple yet impactful book. It is an easy and insightful read, giving guidance on how to be curious and make better choices. My second recommendation is Abundance by Peter Diamandis and Stephen Kotler, which offers a contrarian view to the it's getting worse syndrome. They illustrate with evidence-backed examples about how we can rise to meet the challenge of scarcity on our planet. This should be compulsory read for all. Society is in such a scarcity mindset that the obvious solutions are not being seen or actioned. The second mental market I'd look at is audiobooks. A lot of people find it difficult to focus on reading. Either they battle to prioritize the time or their lifestyle simply prohibits it. This is no longer an issue. Simply switch it on during your commute. Tom Bilyeu even suggests slowly cranking up the playback speed to 3x to be more efficient. I currently listen to everything between 1.2 to 1.5x. My audiobook recommendations are both author-narrated. I find this adds significant value. Their tone matches their thoughts. My first recommendation is Anything You Want by Derek Sivers. Derek is one of my favorite people. He showed me that I can run a business differently from the typical MBA textbook and still succeed. Second recommendation is Growth Hacker Marketing by Ryan Holiday. Ryan Holiday is a classical Stoic philosopher born into modern times. He shows how marketing has evolved to be earlier in the process of creating a product or service. Instead of creating something and seeing if we can sell it, marketing can influence the design to ensure it can be sold. The third mental market I'd recommend are podcasts. I had heard about podcasts and thought that the fad had passed. I couldn't have been more wrong. I took the bait and now I'm hooked. Podcasts are informal interviews which go beyond the perfect script or image cultivated. They allow you to find out who the person is behind the public persona. There are so many high-quality podcasts in almost every genre that it's difficult to find a recommendation. I'm sure that there is at least one that fits you perfectly. The two I would recommend to start with, though, are for the newbie to the world of podcasts, is to take a look at The School of Greatness. It is hosted by Lewis Howes, who is one of the most authentic people on the planet. I'm a big fan. He interviews inspirational entrepreneurs and thinkers to reveal their keys to success. All of his episodes tend to be of high quality. Perhaps you could start with The Power of Meditation with Andy Puddicombe to get the ball rolling. My second recommendation is The Tim Ferriss Show. Tim has impacted more lifestyle entrepreneurs than anyone else on the planet through his book, The 4-Hour Workweek. Some of my favorite episodes are the ones with Josh Waitzkin, the prodigy in searching for Bobby Fischer, and author of The Art of Learning, who features in episode 2 and 148. As well as the episodes with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Perhaps also look out for Tony Robbins and Peter Diamandis. In the very likely event your chosen mentors do not host podcasts, there may be podcasts which they have been guests on, so it's a great way to get access to them, to listen to them in a more informal setting. So the practical actions I'll leave you with. Firstly, recognize that you have relatively cheap access to some amazing digital mentors. Then pick one or two, maybe from ebooks, audiobooks, and or podcasts to start. Think about which fits your lifestyle best at the moment. And then explore your interests to find the right digital mentors for you.